Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, approaching four decades of radio. Gets it right. September 2024, we'll celebrate four decades, 40 years in the radio business. What can I say? I started this when I was 4 years old. I'm 44 now. It's been a good 40 years, no doubt about that. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. Of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, meaning I can fight at one point in time, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. I'm the average Pedro. So you can text me at not average Pedro or tweet me at not average Pedro. Of course, that's the Twitter handle, the X handle. Call it what you want, but the bottom line is that's how we'll get back and forth. Not average Pedro at Twitter. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are hours away from Amanda Serrano doing her thing in her native Puerto Rico. Of course, the world featherweight champion as far as the females are concerned, with the exception of the World Boxing Council, because she gave up that title because she didn't want to fight two-minute rounds. She wants to fight three-minute rounds like the guys. Dumb move. You know why? Because she's getting paid the same. In other words, you're going to fight 50% longer because a three-minute round is 50% longer than a two-minute round. Believe me, I know. I used to fight two-minute rounds, and with the three-minute rounds, God, that was like a world of difference. Bottom line is, she's going to fight three-minute rounds tonight. Of course, we'll talk about these ladies. She's taking on by the name of Meineke. Got a good muffler last name, but that's a fight that will take place. Of course, Jake Paul in the main event. Jake Paul, of course, is good for boxing. Not the greatest boxer in the world, but he's good for boxing. We'll talk about that with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Forty-four years ago today, Emmanuel Stewart, of course, won his first world championship. Talk about the Kronk Gold Father, which will be featured on tomorrow's show exclusively. Talk about 44 years ago today, Hilmer Kenty won the WBA Lightweight Championship. More power to him. Talk about the great Gold Father, Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, we'll celebrate him tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Now, we go from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in Boxing's PhD. Of course, we'll talk about Socrates Palmer. Sock, I got first thing I got to ask you about is Amanda Serrano's willing to fight, willing to work 50% longer for the same amount of money. Who is her agent?
I gather that you don't think it's the wisest business decision.
Well, no, because I fought 2 minute rounds and I fought 3 minute rounds, and there's a hell of a difference between the two. And if you can get away with going to 2 minute round and getting paid the same amount of money, I think you should go to 2 minute round.
I agree with you, but I believe she's campaigning just for, you know, she's standing on the soapbox of equality. And
she wants to be a guy.
She wants to be treated like a guy in the ring. And professionally, look, I think there's a benefit to having women fight 2 minute rounds. I think you get more action. You know, I mean, it's sometimes, you know, these fights are hard to watch because the talent level is so thin. And then if you have these women going for 3 minutes, you know, it's like, you know, get the clicker ready.
And the gloves. I mean, I've gone down this road 1,000, maybe 1,000,000 times, but you've got chicks who lack upper body strength that can match with a male, lack the leverage on a punch that can be that match with a male, but yet they wear the same gloves as a male. That doesn't sound right.
It's something that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, every other sport that has, you know, two separate genders, the LPGA, golf, they use a different type of club. Women's basketball, they use a smaller basketball. Gloves for women should be smaller. Normally, pros fight with 8 and 10s. I think that they should probably be using 6s and 8s.
I think
it'd be a better product.
I remember Alexis Arguero, he and I were talking, and his feet were kicked up on lacking us in what they call those things? Anyway, he's laying in his backyard. I can't think of those. It's not a serape. It's something he lays in. It's sort of like a. Anyway, I'll get to it in a minute. Mm-hmm. So he's laying there, and he's telling me, 12 rounds, 15 rounds. He goes, I remember the great old days. And, of course, he brought up the fact that, you know, the Aaron Pryor fight. That fight haunted him until his death, bro. It just did. That first Aaron Pryor fight haunted him to his death because the second fight, he had nothing left. I mean, he wasn't, he was done.
Did he ever complain to you ever to say that he got jobbed?
Oh, like, no. He knew they tampered with the stuff. They tampered with the gloves. They tampered with the gloves, and they drugged Pryor. I mean, they did everything they could. They tampered with the gloves. His hand wraps were plaster of Paris hand wraps. Talk about Aaron Pryor. The hand wraps were, let me explain this to the people listening on the air. They wrapped the hand once in a regular bandage. Then they wrapped it in plaster of Paris, which looks like a regular bandage. Okay. Then they wrapped it over that with regular bandage. So when the athletic commission came and checked out the hand was, you know, wrapped properly. It felt good. Then as soon as the athletic commission went away, Panama Lewis dipped the hand in water, and the water within 7 to 10 minutes became plaster of Paris cast, like a cast you would have on your arm. That's why Aaron Pryor's knuckles were swollen up to the point maybe an inch and a half on each knuckle. Then we're talking about an inch. His hands were swollen so grotesquely, the next day, according to the AP promoter that the AP reporter that interviewed him, Logan Hobson, that he couldn't move his hands. That doesn't happen in professional boxing.
And still to this day, Aaron Pryor gets the biggest pass. I mean, he should be treated the same way as Antonio Margarito, in my opinion. You know, that same type of, you know, hate. Because that's, I mean, it was a legendary fight, right? I mean, it was, both men are kind of, they're attached to the hip. You know, you can't mention one without the other. But, you know, Aaron Pryor has gotten for decades now the pass. And I agree with you. The guy was a cheater.
Hey, here's what's up. When I looked at him eye to eye, me and Aaron, I asked him, I said, man, blah, 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 blah. I threw all this stuff at him, and he wouldn't look me in the eye. Sort of looked down, blah, blah, didn't want to talk about it, sort of dogged it, this and that. And, of course, you know, when I brought it, Alexis brought it up to me one time. He said, you know, it was like I was getting hit with bricks. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it was like I was getting hit in the face with a brick. I had never been hit that hard in my life. And the reason why I going back to Arguello was that he fought with 6-ounce gloves. And he said they hit a hell of a lot harder than the 6-ounce gloves. In other words, there was no padding whatsoever. They took the padding out of the gloves, and they made his hand wraps plaster of Paris. Plus, they doped him up, I think, 2 or 3 times during the fight.
Crazy. And I'm not going to say like Pryor was just like this innocent accessory to Panama Lewis's, you know, master plan. Look, the fighter at the end of the day has to bear some responsibility along with the dirty coach.
Well, Pryor's problem was cocaine. I mean, it was just was. I mean, a lot of the times we were together in Vegas, he would have to split for a bit to go do some blow. I mean, that was, I knew what he was doing. He was going to the bathroom. You know that. I mean, listen, if you hang out with somebody and they go to the bathroom like 3 or 4 times an hour, they're doing blow.
It was a sad ending to his life.
No, listen, not really, because he found a lady and they got married, and she was a wonderful woman, and he told me that she saved his life without a doubt, and he lived, I think, about 10 or 15 years with her before he passed away. So he passed away from a heart condition brought on by cocaine.
More than likely, yes.
No, without a doubt. Let's go back to Jake Paul for a minute. Jake Paul's fighting some guy from across the bay, Martinez, California, Ryan Thomas Bourland, 17-2, 6 KOs. He's been stopped once. I guess that's a notable thing, is that he's been stopped once, huh?
Yeah, and he's a real boxer, right, by trait. You know, he's not an ex-NBA player. You know, he's supposed to be a legitimate boxer. This is the second one that he fights. First, he lost against Fury.
Yeah, here's what's up. This guy's from Northern California, okay? I'm looking at his record here. He's fought more bums than Daniel. I'm sorry, hometown guy or not, man, but the bottom line is, you know, I'm looking at this in 13-19, 13-20, 12-20. These are all different guys. One guy, 8-3, that he lost to, got stopped by him, 8-3, Israel Dufas. Of course, that was at the Florentine Gardens in Hollywood. But for the most part, he's fought here in Northern California at the Doubletree up here in Sacramento, Cash Creek Casino. Cash Creek's got it going on as far as entertainment is concerned. Boxing probably is not it. But the bottom line is, he's fought a lot of stiff. So I can see why he's being brought in here. Nice record, but no.
Yeah, look, they're trying to add some credibility to Jake Paul's career. I get it. You got to play it safe with the cash cow. I mean, he's big. He's 6 feet.
I know, but let me pound on my chest here. for Jake Paul because he's paying people underneath him. In other words, as much as I'm not down with like the entire the whole spectrum of the Jake Paul show, I'm down with the fact that people below him have gotten money. Amanda Serrano, she should like give she should name her first three kids if she ever has kids after him.
She has been very lucky to link up with Jake Paul, and like yes, Jake Paul has been very good to her, has been good to the other fighters that fight on this undercard. There is now a gym that Amanda Serrano was able to open up in her hometown with help with Jake Paul. So, you know, Jake Paul is a polarizing figure, you know. But I personally,
what is Jake Paul?
He's a novelty act, but
No. That's not the definition. We're talking to radio audience here. You can't come up with just like a one word response, Evander Holyfield. I mean, you have to expand on that.
Well, he is. He's not the first guy to exploit a situation. Look, the guy's a multimillionaire off of social media, off of YouTube, and he's a natural athlete. Him and his brother. You know, and people, you know, he rubs people the wrong way because he's making more money, you know, than guys that are legitimate seasoned pros that have worked their whole life and will never, ever see the money Jake Paul will ever see. And he doesn't need a promoter. You know, he doesn't need the top rank. He doesn't need
Isn't Bryce Holden still promoting him, Tony Holden's son?
On paper, he might be. I'm not sure.
On paper, good way to put it.
Yeah. I like Jake Paul, you know, because he brings eyes, you know, of other people that wouldn't care about boxing. You know, my daughter knows who Jake Paul is, and she's like, "Hey, I heard he's fighting." So, you know, when you have a 14-year-old girl who has no, you know, who doesn't know anything about boxing, asking me about Jake Paul fighting, hey, you know what? It's not a bad thing.
Hey, she knows who Bruno Mars is.
Yes, she does.
Listen, I was at a Filipino party a couple of weeks ago. I got to mention this before we go to a break. I was at a Filipino party a couple weeks ago, and a friend of mine's a DJ, Bobby A. He's the famous DJ here in San Francisco, and he wouldn't play Bruno Mars at a Filipino party.
Why?
Because I'm back in the 70s, man. He's playing El Chicano and that kind of stuff. Man, we don't want to hear that crap. Play something new. That's my best. Like, that's my best friend, Bobby Antioch. I've known him since like 1975. No, 1969. Because, you know, we go way, way back. But the bottom line is, you know, Bruno Mars is the, right now he's hot, man. He's been hot for about 15 years. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer right after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is raining cats and dogs in San Francisco. When I say cats and dogs, I'm not kidding you. I mean, last night it rained so hard that it woke me up like four or five different times during the night. I mean, it was like pounding against the side of the house. Of course, we have an atmospheric river affecting us here in Northern California. Hey, Sock, do you guys get atmospheric rivers back there?
I would have to Google what an atmospheric river is, brother.
It's like rain times 1,000.
It's not as bad as you guys are getting, but it's raining out here for sure. It's been raining since late last night.
I know. It's got nothing to do with global warming, nothing whatsoever. Anyway, let's talk about the man with the one punch last week, of course, the Puerto Rican star, the 168-pound division. What did you think of him, Berlanga?
I thought Edgar Berlanga is little by little getting better. You know, did I think he was great? No. I think he still makes some mistakes. I think he loads up too much on every shot. But, you know, Edgar gave you a glimpse of his potential. You know, he can punch. He's charismatic in the way he fights. And I mean, he's not going to be in many boring fights because stylistically, he's there to be hit somewhat. He's not afraid to be hit. He likes to fight in the pocket. He throws both hands. And I think Edgar, if he continues to be matched correctly, I think he'd have a very successful career. I'm glad that he's back with his original trainers, the Ferreira brothers. And I think he's improving. And I enjoyed the honesty from his head trainer, Mark Ferreira, who was asked if he's ready for Canelo. He said no. And that goes to show you that someone has at least someone has his best interest in him, you know, that they're not just going to cash him out.
Okay, is Canelo fighting Mauricio Sulaiman in May? Is that the opponent?
You know what? It was rumors that Mauricio was buying some running sneakers, so I think he's trying to come down in weight a little bit, so he may be right. From what I hear, it's Munguia. Munguia seems to be the leading candidate.
Wait, time out. Didn't I sort of predict that about 2 months ago?
Yes, you did, Nostradamus.
No, I mean, it didn't take Nostradamus to figure that one out. I mean, they were going to put Munguia in with Ryder, who had went 12 rounds with Canelo. The obvious thing was if he looked better against Ryder than Canelo did, they were going to make the match. And, of course, Canelo didn't fight Mexicans, or doesn't fight Mexicans with the exception of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., of course, it was an easy mark. That was one Mexican fighter. And now he's willing to fight Munguia, but he won't fight that Mexican, Ecuadorian-American named David Benavidez, will he?
apparently not. That's where he draws the line, you know. And you know, it's funny that even that whole line originally is just so stupid, because I understand nationalism. Well, okay, you're nationalistic. You love your culture, your people. What better way to give back than to give another brother a big payday, right? So, I mean, come on, man. That was just stupid. You know, he should have never said that from the beginning.
I read that they were given I saw a report where they were given Munguia. They offered him $30 million. Did they really offer that guy $30 million? Holy cow! I mean, let me all the criticism I laid on Munguia over the years. Let me take it all back. If he can make $30 million in one night, more power to him.
Absolutely! Wow, $30 million. You know, and I'm starting to wonder if the drawing power of Canelo is starting to fade. You know, because, I mean, you can only live off of reputation for so long.
Well, you know, you got the Rafael Lopez and Jose Juan Manuel Lopez was criticizing him. Ryan Garcia knocked him yesterday, I think, on FightNews.com. He's been getting slapped around pretty good. But you know what? He really doesn't have I don't think he has the pride that people think he is. I think he's just a prima donna.
Wow, that's a good question. Is it pride? Is he just... He may think that his stuff doesn't stink at this point. You know, he's definitely... He's been in the spotlight for over a decade. He likes... You see him. You know, he's wearing expensive clothes. He's driving expensive cars. And I really think he's just doesn't care. You know, he's going to do it his way. He figures, you know, the checks are going to keep coming in. But his legacy's on the line, you know. And listen,
Tony, you know what? It makes me want to root against the guy. It makes me want to see him get knocked out.
That's exactly what happened, you know. And the true fan, it feels that way. Look, if you're not going to fight the best, which is Benavidez, then relinquish the belts, you know, or retire, right? Because he wouldn't be the first one. Lennox Lewis didn't fight Vladimir Klitschko. You know, he gave it up, and it's fine. He's not going to be the first one.
Yeah, but what happened with Lennox Lewis was he didn't get in the greatest shape for Vitaly Klitschko, and he went life and death there and said, you know what, let me get out of this.
Yeah, that's true. He saw the writing on the wall, and kudos to him. He never looked back. I'm sure he was offered a lot of money to come back. And, you know, he had the discipline, and he said, you know what, I'm good with my money. And that's why, you know, he could still be – he's very coherent. You know, and he's lived a good life post-boxing.
Okay. We think Ryan Borland's just a mark for Jake Paul. Amanda Serrano taking on Nino Meineke. Is Meineke a mark?
Is it Meineke that had that slogan? If you know, that's Amoco. He in trouble? Yeah, Meineke's in trouble. You know, Amanda Serrano is a technician. She's a mechanic. And in front of her hometown, I think she's going to show out, and she's going to get beat up pretty bad. I think Amanda is going to go down, when it's all said and done, as the greatest female fighter.
Okay. Greater than Christy Martin?
Yes. And Christy did a lot for the sport because she brought attention, but it's night and day. If you were to watch a Christy Martin fight and Amanda Serrano fight, it's the evolution.
You know, for lack of a better word, though, Christy Martin got pimped off big time. She was being the co-feature on a Mike Tyson card or a Julio Cesar Chavez card and getting like $250,000.
Wow.
In other words, remember the pay-per-views and all that kind of good stuff? She was number two on those. She's getting like $250,000.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. Think about, holy cow. Good old Don King. Hey, my buddy Don King.
Yeah. And that's when pay-per-view numbers meant something, right? Not, you know, yeah, we had the little boxes in the hood, but still, you know, the majority of the people were buying it. So, yeah, she definitely got the short end of the stick.
Okay,
like
what's
many
up,
other Don King guys.
Is there going to be a takeover of boxing next week? I'm talking about Zhe Zhang. Is he ready to make a Chinese takeover?
Well, he's on the undercard of, is it Joshua and Ghana, right?
Yeah.
He's on the undercard. I think right now, as far as stock, you know, whose stock is up highest out of all the heavyweights is Zhang. Because the two top guys, Usyk and Fury, have kind of backed into this fight. It didn't look good the last time out. And Zhang is the guy that's on the ascend. And the only negative is that he's 40 years old, but he's getting better every time. And I don't think anyone's going to be knocking on their door to fight Zhang.
And the Chinese got the best steroids.
Oh.
No. Okay. Hey, wait, time out. Have you seen that 125-pound girl that's like four weight classes bigger than the other girls?
In UFC?
I think it's in the MMA, but I've seen it in boxing as well. These girls, the girls from China are like much bigger than the girls from around the world. And Chinese girls aren't big per se, but they are if you give them the right Flintstone vitamins.
I'm not surprised, man. Everything is made in China.
Jared Anderson, the Hope, 16-0, 24 years old. Has he cleared his criminal problems? He got arrested, didn't he?
Yeah, he got arrested the other day. Man, you talk about you can't get out of your own way. I hope he's just not a waste of talent. I mean, Top Rank, I'm assuming at some point, is just going to try to cash him out because they're not going to have any trust.
Here's what's up with these guys. If these guys are worth that kind of money, you bring them to Las Vegas or you bring them somewhere, and then you hire a babysitter. You hire a babysitter. And that's what you've got to do with some of these guys. You have to babysit them.
You said it no better way. I mean, you have to protect themselves. You have to protect them from themselves. And, you know, the guy's talented. I think he still needs to polish some things off. But, you know, he's from an area in Ohio that is notorious, I guess, for, you know, people just getting into trouble. He's had a brother that was locked up, you know, did real time. So I just don't get it, man. Like, why would you follow the same pattern? You know, why would you piss away your career?
Because that's the way the ghetto rolls. Straight up, Mr. PhD, you have a good week. Hey, have you tried that new electric toothbrush yet or what?
You know what? The bristles on the other one are still good, so I haven't cracked up in the new one. But I'll give you my review.
I'll talk to you soon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, we are advertising electric toothbrushes.
Peace.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I think of amateur boxing, I think of a beginning little boy, or little girl nowadays, that goes to a gym and is just jumping around, wanting to learn how to throw a punch, maybe to try to win a little trophy, to do something that maybe they, especially for little kids who are physically small and would not be able to necessarily grow and compete in basketball and football and the other sports that require someone to be big. Amateur boxing means different things to different people. Some kids get into amateur boxing because of the fact that they can participate in something, being physically small, that they couldn't compete on a major level because with other sports because they're physically small. Many kids get into amateur boxing because of parents. The parents, especially a lot of the fathers who have liked boxing or was boxers.
Except me, I didn't get into boxing because of my parents. I had to hide it from my parents. My mother didn't know. In fact, somebody down at a bar, somebody at a local bar told her that I was boxing. And she goes, well, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, one night I came home with a bruise underneath one eye. And she said to me, is it true that you're boxing? And say what, Mom? I tried to play dumb at first because I know she didn't like it, right? So anyway, bottom line, she sits me down. She goes, tell me what's going on. I said, well, I've had six fights. And she goes, what's happening? I said, I won all six fights. She goes, really? I said, yeah, five in the first round. She goes, they were 1 minute rounds back then. I think I was 11 years old. And boxing was cool back then. 1 minute rounds were really cool. You'd not believe it. It's like, then you went to 2 minute rounds. I went to 2 minute rounds, I think, when I was like, anyway, 2 minute rounds in the 70s, early 70s. That was a little crazy. The 2 minute round when I went to that, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? What's going on here? But 2 minutes from 1 minute, it's like a different world. That's why I can't imagine Amanda Serrano willing to fight for the same wages and fight 3 minutes instead of 2 minutes for a macho thing. So that doesn't get me. But the bottom line is 1 minute rounds were cool. 2 minute rounds were easy. 3 minute rounds were a test. There's absolutely no doubt about it. They were a test. Now, let's go back to Jared Anderson. Remember I brought him up just before the break with Boxing's PhD, of course, Socrates Palmer, but Jared Anderson's in trouble. Of course, he's like, I think 16-0 with 15 knockouts. He originally came out of Cincinnati, I thought. Anyway, he was charged with third-degree felony fleeing a police officer at his arraignment Saturday morning. They arraigned him on a Saturday morning. They brought a judge in on a Saturday to arraign this guy. It sounds like it's serious stuff. Get this. Well, I guess it is serious. After he went on a 6-plus mile chase with the cops after him, exceeding, getting over 130 miles an hour. Holy cow, 130 miles an hour. Man, I remember the cops pulled me over one time in Northern California. I was chasing some guy. Get this. As a private investigator, I was chasing some guy that had disappeared from his family. In other words, he just went off the map, okay? And I lured him back to California with like a $40,000 or $50,000 note. When I said to him, this house is about to be sold, blah, 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 and I sent it to a relative of his. Anyway, he met me in Sacramento, California, outside of Sacramento, and when he realized that the jig was up, he got in his car and he ran away. So I'm trying to get him to, you know, get a picture of him, serve papers on him, the whole nine yards. Anyway, the guy's doing 110 miles an hour down the freeway, so I chased him in 110 until the highway patrol pulled me over with a helicopter and a gun. First it was a helicopter, and then when the cars pulled me over, they had guns pointed at me. They weren't too pleased with me going 110 miles an hour. And when I tried to explain to them that I'm chasing a guy that disappeared, the guy didn't care. He goes, you want me to take you to jail? You deserve to go to jail. I said, officer, I'm sorry. He goes, you're an ex-cop. You shouldn't be going 110. I go, well, there was nobody else on the freeway except me and him. That wasn't enough. Anyway, I think I ended up paying like a $700 fine. Anyway, this guy went 130 miles an hour. And he's doing this, like, you know, in the afternoon. I mean, come on, man. 1:30 in the afternoon? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, bottom line is Jared Anderson, of course, 24 years old now. Taken into custody. He'll be in jail, I guess, for a while unless he bails out. They shouldn't bail him on this one. I mean, he's a danger to society. He just is. I mean, he's had some issues. He was arrested like a month and a half ago, I think, for drunk driving. So the bottom line is, looks like the end of Jared Anderson as far as a heavyweight contender is concerned. Now, March the 2nd, 1980, Hilma Kenty fought Ernesto Espana for the WBA featherweight title. Take you back, WBA world lightweight title, 135 pounds. Of course, I'm talking about Hilma Kenty being Amanda Stewart's first fighter to win a championship. That was 1980, March 2nd, 1980, 44 years ago today. Amanda Stewart, may he rest in peace. Of course, the great gold father will go into him in depth tomorrow on tomorrow's show, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk about some of the upcoming fights, because boxing's looking pretty good. There's no doubt about it. I mean, as far as upcoming schedules, if you've got TV, if you got, you know, a Fire Stick or something like that, even better. But the bottom line is, if you got a good TV, you can watch a lot of stuff. Of course, March 2nd, ESPN's got a card with a Russian fighter taking on Raymond Ford. Why do I not want to go into the Russian fighter's name? Because his name is Odabek Kalamatov. How about that's pretty good? WBA featherweight title. An IBF featherweight title is a co-feature. Luis Alberto Lopez versus Raya Abi. I guess they're going to try to combine those guys and make a unification match a little bit later on. That's Bob Arum's plan on March 2nd on ESPN. March the 8th, of course, coming to you from Saudi Arabia. New juggernaut of boxing when it comes to money. No doubt about that. Of course, former, take that back, 2008 Olympic gold medalist. I'm sorry, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Anthony Joshua. Of course, he's lost those couple of fights, three fights now. Taking on Francis Ngannou. Of course, the guy that's 0-1. 0-1 is getting, what, $30 million for this fight? I think it's $30 million. And Anthony Joshua is getting $50 million for this fight. Oh, my God. I mean, think about that money. The guy's never guy's only had one pro fight before. Of course, he knocked down the current linear world heavyweight champion in Tyson Fury, knocked him down and licked him like a stamp, I thought, over 10 rounds. But they didn't see it that way as far as the boxing establishment was concerned. In other words, they weren't about to give the MMA guy the title. Okay? He won it. There was no doubt in my mind. I mean, at the end of 10, I there's no way I could have went the other way. I just couldn't. I mean, the score was clear. It was like 6-3-1 in rounds. Six rounds for Ngannou, three rounds for Fury, and one round for Ngannou was a 10-8 because I think the third round he knocked him down. So that's a 10-8 round. So you give an extra point for that one, and then one round was even. So 6-3-1. I mean, Tyson Fury wasn't even in the fight, but yet he won the fight on two of the judges' scorecards. So shame on those judges, no doubt about that, of course. But they were protecting the boxing establishment. Now, Anthony Joshua is going to represent the boxing establishment next Saturday, next Friday probably. The Zone pay-per-view, March 8th, of course, the date, 1971, the great fight, the greatest fight of all time. The world came to a stop. Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. Frazier knocking down Ali in the 15th round, securing the victory and defending the world heavyweight championship in the first ever battle of two world heavyweight champions, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. I think Joe was 28-0, and I think that Muhammad Ali was 31-0. But March the 8th, the Zone pay-per-view. I got a problem with the Zone going with pay-per-view anyway. Anthony Joshua taking on Francis Ngannou. That's the heavyweight bout. The co-feature is a fight that I'm really excited about. I talked about this a little bit earlier. Zil Zhang and Joseph Parker. I mean, I really think WBO interim heavyweight title. I really think that Zil Zhang is a guy. I mean, I'm hoping that he's taking the right drugs, getting the right Flintstone vitamins, the whole nine yards, because he's 40 years old. Okay, give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him all the drugs he wants, as long as he doesn't get caught, because these guys aren't getting caught. I'm telling you, the Chinese don't get caught, and the Russians don't get caught. The Americans, they seem to get caught. Don't ask me why, but they seem to get caught. And so, you know, I mean, think about the Balco thing with Victor Conti. I mean, of course, he rigged the 2000 Olympics. That lady that won the Olympic gold medal, I think, in the mile, they took away her medal. And, of course, it took away a lot of medals. But the bottom line is Victor Conti rigged some boxing matches. Of course, Shane Mosley is on YouTube right now. In fact, you can look it up if you want. Shane Mosley was on YouTube admitting that he took steroids that was given to him by Victor Conti of Balco. I kid you not. No, people say to me, oh, man, they never really proved Shane was on steroids, was he? Yeah, they proved it. Of course, talk about the second De La Hoya fight. Of course, he won that fight just by a whisker. But the bottom line is the added strength and the added conditioning and the added stamina. I mean, put it this way. If you do steroids, if you do the right steroids and you're a 10, you can become a 12. Is that a good way to put it, Daniel? Yeah, probably the best way to put it. If you're a 10, you could become a 12. Now, there was a little bit better that just adds. You don't get as tired. Your muscles don't get as tired. I mean, you go back to the corner and you're not breathing hard. Why not? Like Manny Pacquiao all those years. Why wasn't Manny ever breathing hard? Manny had the best cardio in the world? Probably, but I think Manny was aided by Flintstone vitamins. The bottom line is I think that a lot of these guys were taking them. I think they didn't get caught. I think Fernando Vargas got caught against De La Hoya. De La Hoya never took them, I don't think. I don't think so. Duran never took them. And the reason why I know that, because my ex-friend, Hector Martinez, was the manager of Roberto Duran, and he told me that at one point in time they thought about putting Duran on steroids later in his career, but he didn't need it. Of course, he came back in 1989, I think at the age of, 38, 39 years old, and beat Iran Barkley for the world middleweight title. Of course, that was, 4 years after the fight with Marvin Hagler. Get this. It was 1983, November 1983. Of course, he's coming off the win over Davey Moore. And before that, it was Pino Cuevas. That launched his comeback, but he went 15 rounds with Marvin Hagler. After 12 rounds, somehow Duran was ahead. I don't think that fight was that competitive, but he did bust Marvin Hagler up in that fight a little bit, of course. And the fight after that, like, what did Larry Merchant say? Duran's a slob. Say, what, Larry? He don't train two fights in a row. Yeah, well, I guess Freddie Brown used to go down to his trainer before he and Freddie broke up after the No Moss fight in 1980. But before that, Freddie would go down to Panama and tell Duran that he had a fight and got him to train when he wasn't having a fight, because the bottom line is Duran got big and fat between fights. Of course, that was the end of his – that brought about the No Moss thing. People don't know it, but he blew up to 205 pounds after the first Ray Leonard fight. Of course, the brawl at the wall the brawl in Montreal, getting my fights mixed up there. The brawl in Montreal, June 20th, 1980, of course, Duran winning a 15-round unanimous nod over the Golden Boy, the former the Olympic gold medalist, of course, from Montreal, Canada, back in 1976. 4 years later, he came back to Montreal to defend his title against the man with the hands of stone. But Duran, the once-beaten fighter, of course, he was determined that night and won a 15-round decision. Of course, Ray Leonard, pound for pound, people say to me, who is the best welterweight of all time? There isn't much debate there. It's not Ray Robinson, and it's not Tommy Hearns. It's the man that beat Tommy Hearns. We're talking about Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, of course, Ray didn't beat Tommy when they fought in the rematch back in 1989. Of course, they had the rematch 8 years after their first fight. The first fight was in September of 1981. The second fight was in, I believe, June of 1989. They were both a lot older at that point in time and a lot heavier. And Tommy went out there, and I thought put a good whooping on Ray, because Ray is not a big guy. Of course, you know, when Ray and Tommy fought the first time, Tommy Hearns probably should have put some hurt on Ray Leonard early on. He didn't. He tried to box. I didn't figure that one out. He's boxing like almost amateur style boxing. I couldn't figure it out. And of course, come the sixth round, Ray Leonard cracks him with a body shot, breaks a rib, and then Tommy Hearns has to fight on, you know, guts and will from that point forward. Of course, getting stopped in the 14th round. Of course, Ray being told by Angelo Dundee in the 13th round. This was very memorable, no doubt about that. Son, you're blowing it. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it. Of course, Ray Leonard's right eye was closing. He had the retina problems. I mean, all kinds of issues were facing Sugar Ray Leonard as he got off the stool for the 14th round. He went out there and he stopped Tommy Hearns. Of course, there was no debate. Nobody screaming about the stoppage, not Emmanuel Stewart, not Tommy Hearns. Of course, the referee that stopped the fight was the great Davey Pearl. Of course, he was the boxing busboy of Las Vegas. Why say that? Because when he first came to Vegas, he was involved in boxing, refereeing and judging and this kind of stuff, but he was a bellboy. In other words, he would catch your bags at the front door of the hotel and bring them up to your room. I kid you not. That's how he first got involved in the box. Anyway, of course, Davey Pearl's the guy that told me to, Sonny, listen, died naked on his bed. Let's roll to a break. Died naked on his bed with his underwear down around his ankles. Now, if I ask you what that means, think about that. He came and went at the same time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Get this. The World Boxing Council has approved a fight between WBC interim super middleweight champion David Benavidez, 28 and zip, 24 kills, and former champion Oleg Govodik, 20 and 1, 16 kills, for the vacant IBF interim light heavyweight title. Whoa. Benavidez comes to this fight after successfully defending his IBF 160-pound belt against Demetrius Andrade last November. Of course, former champion at 175 pounds. The Russian guy is 3-0 since coming off a three-year layoff. But more information after this. Bottom line is he's going to fight for an IBF title. Something's getting weird there. I don't know what's going on. But you can never figure out what's going on with the sanctioning bodies. No doubt about that. And, of course, boxing on TV today. ESPN's got fight for Raymond Ford and Odubek Kolomatov. And, of course, Jake Paul and Ryan Borland in the main event. Of course, actually, the main event is going to be Amanda Serrano and Nina Meineke. That's going to be the co-feature, of course, for the featherweight title of the females. No doubt about that. But the 8th, 1 week away, Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. We can only hope that Ngannou strikes gold twice, and this time they give it to him. In other words, when you fight a guy and they're not going to give you the decision, I mean, they always used to tell me that, Pete, they're not going to give it to you here. They're not going to give it to you here. They always told me that. They always told me you had to knock out guys to win. I couldn't knock out guys to win. I mean, I wasn't a big knockout puncher. I wasn't. So, I mean, they would tell me what I needed to do, but the bottom line is it was almost an impossible task sometimes. But yet, you had to do that, or you had to go out with that type of mentality in order to succeed in the world of boxing. Because, you know, in a close fight, I remember one time we were fighting in Turlock, California, and people were getting mad. I was kicking the guy's ass. They were throwing stuff in the ring. They were throwing stuff in the ring, and the referee's kicking out all these cups of beers and this, that, because I'm kicking this guy's ass. And Howard says to me, my corner man, this is on videotape, he goes, blood, we be in Turlock. Look at these people, man. You got to knock this guy out. So what happens the next round? I go out there, and I get disqualified. I kid you not. What was I disqualified for? Kicking his ass. I mean, the guy's name was Jaime something. Anyway, bottom line is, boxing on tonight, of course, Amanda Serrano going to do her thing, as will is Jake Paul. Of course, that's going to be on the zone. Of course, the ESPN card I talked about. But next week's going to be big, no doubt about that. A big card from Saudi Arabia, Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou. Of course, I would hope that Ngannou can pull off the upset the second time around, even though he didn't get the call the first time. Zil Zhang versus Joe Parker. Ray Vargas versus Nick Ball for the WBC 126-pound title, of course. And we've got Callum Walls coming back. Guy was a decent junior middleweight at one point in time, taking on Darren Yuzilev. That's going to be March 15 on UFC Fight Pass. The reason why I mention that, because I think it's free, and that's a free thing. So if you want to watch free on Dana White, I'm cool. If you want to pay Dana White money, I'm not down with that. The Zone, March the 23rd, Dalton Smith versus Jose Zepeda. The 29th, the comeback, two-time Mexican Olympian Oscar Valdez, man, former champion, 130 pounds, trying to do his thing one more time, taking on Liam Wilson. Oscar got beat so bad last time, you couldn't recognize Oscar. I mean, he beat him so bad, it was like you beat him with a bat. Then the next day, you said to him, hey, Oscar, come out one more time. What's for? I'm going to beat you with a bat one more time. He's like, I got two bat beatings, man. That's how bad he looked. He should never, ever box again. He should probably be on a one-year hiatus, a suspension as far as his medical status was concerned, but it's boxing, so they put him back in the ring 3 or 4 months later, much like, of course, Diego Corrales, of course, after that fight with Jose Luis Castillo. They put him in with Steele 4 months later. He was damaged goods, and he got knocked out. That's boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, 3-2-2024. Thanks for tolerating me this hour. It's been pretty crazy technical-wise, but my man Daniel pulls us through. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.